But we went out of our way and found someone super interesting today. And just a reminder that Interesting Islanders is brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. We have Claudia Campbell with us from Kensington PEI.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
No problem whatsoever. And I started this entire conversation with, it's cool because you're way more famous than us.
Again, that's not saying much.
Again, not saying much at all. But Claudia, it is great to have you here. And Big Brother Canada, to this point right now, what a whirlwind, eh?
Oh, yeah. It has been so wild since coming out of the house. I mean, the whole experience, even being in that house, was wild.
But for sure.
It's been pretty awesome.
All right. So humble PEI roots. Whereabouts are you from?
Kensington, PEI.
All right. Maybe shout out your fam jam.
Oh, yeah. Mom, dad, my sister Haley, Randall, Scarlett.
They're all probably super pumped right now.
Yeah, they better be tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, this is totally on the same level as Big Brother Canada. Totally on the same level. Okay, so, I mean, what were you doing before you went on Big Brother? Like, obviously, we're going to find out that this has been a life-changing moment for you. But what were you up to before heading into the house?
Yeah, I was just living my normal life, working marketing, a marketing coordinator here in PEI. And, yeah, living out in Kensington and... Yeah, just day to day. It was a pretty spontaneous decision to apply for the show. You know, my sister actually messaged me and said, you should apply. And that day I made my audition video and I submitted it. And fast forward a few months and I'm walking into the Big Brother house.
Awesome. And like, what's that process like, I guess, you know, when you're first getting yourself trying to figure it out, what you're going to do for an audition? What did you do?
Yeah, I mean, I just made my video and I was just me. I literally sat down in front of the camera and just talked and put it all together and submitted it, and it obviously worked. But yeah, it's the casting process. It's a long process. And even as much as you think you're ready or prepared to go in that house and leading up to it, you cannot prepare to go to that house. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's not like growing up in a house on PEI with like eight kids.
Yeah. Know? No. 16 strangers, one bathroom for 16 of us. Yeah.
That and the itself. Support you've got from PEI is just overwhelming. Right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have received like so much love and support from Islanders, and it honestly means so, so much. It's surreal to hear how many people, you know, tuned in and watched it and cheered me on. And yeah, it's been amazing.
We love a good PEI story.
Yes.
And we love to wrap our arms around it. So we have lots more to talk about. I know that, you know, you're on Big Brother Canada, but the Ocean 100 weather is a pretty big deal, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we're going to do that coming up next. It's our Interesting Islander, Claudia Campbell.
Join us in your PJs in support of RMHC families. Register today for the Ronald McDonald House PJ Walk for Kids. Presented by Vogue Optic. Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, she's been on televisions all across Canada, but this is her crowning moment doing the weather on Ocean 100. Claudia, take it away.
All right, Ocean 100 weather. Today, a few showers ending this morning, then mainly cloudy. Rain beginning this afternoon. Winds gusting to 40, high of 14. Tonight, rain, windy, low of 6. Saturday, cloudy with rain and showers. Windy, temperature steady near 7. Right now, it's 9 in Summerside and 9 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Oh, that'll get you a press tour.
Yeah. Okay, so... down the road, if you ever want to come back and just read weathers, you just
Perfect.
Let us know.
I would love to.
Get us in touch with your agent. And don't go far because you got more to do. The birthdays are coming up next. Ooh, baby. That's Toto, Hold the Line, Ocean 100 at 7:51, and it is Interesting Islander Day. We have Claudia Campbell with us, fresh off of her runner-up experience on Big Brother Canada. What's the big thing you've taken away from the house now that you're out?
That's tough. I mean, in the house, I feel like I grew so much, like it pushes you mentally, physically, emotionally. So I think coming out of the house, it just puts me in a position to be, you know, willing to try new things and to put myself out there and take the risks and do it. Because as wild and as hard and challenging as it was at times, it still was like the most amazing experience.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I mean, you get thrust into the spotlight. And yeah. I mean, there's certain perks that come with that. So now you're going to kind of reap the benefits there. You just planned a spontaneous trip. Once you're done here, you're pretty much heading to the airport and it's, where are you headed?
Headed to Miami.
Jet setting from little old Kensington.
Yeah. I'm going to Stratford after.
Yeah, Scott's going to Stratford. I might hit up West Royalty, maybe North River if I'm really excited. But all right, we'll chat more about what's coming next and some more. We can't get into a lot of secrets. Mm-hmm. I know there's
some secrets.
I am trying really hard to get her to divulge some of these Big Brother Canada secrets, but we'll keep trying. You are ready for the birthdays, though.
Yes,
right?
I'm excited.
You have arrived. You have arrived if you're reading the birthdays. So let's get into the celebration.
See what Big Brother could get you?
Yeah.
Celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge, and it is draw day today. Let's dive into this list. It is a monster. A lot of birthdays. Tomorrow, Maureen Cudmore is celebrating a big one. Happy birthday to a wonderful mom, wife, grandma, sister, and friend. Love Larry, Krista, Missy, Robin, John, Char, EJ, Ava, and Reese. G'day, Maureen. Happy birthday. Adora Bella Casey is 11. Love mom and dad, your sisters Maya and Summer, and your little brother Ranger. Danielle Conklin is 25 from your husband Ben and family. Cameron McGurk is 10 today, and Randy McGurk celebrating as well today. I hope there's lots of cake and hot dogs and Kool-Aid in that house this weekend. Thomas Coffin in Fortune Bridge is 12 today. Jen Duncan, happy 43rd from Kinley and Carly. Holly Gorvette celebrating today. David Baldwin in Kincora celebrating from Julie, Taya, Elliot, and Porter. Stephanie Stewart, who teaches at the Mount and is from Stanley Bridge, happy birthday today. Tanner Burke in Cornwall is 11. Love Nan, Grampy, Seth, Maria, Tristan, Finley, Mason, Aiden, Jacqueline, Jake, Sarah, Mom, Dad, and Steve-O. Wow, that's a list. Ashley Stavert is celebrating today. That's from your girls, Layton and Polly in Freetown. Happy birthday to our Gee. We won't say an age, but it's a milestone. We love you, Gee. Love Missy, John, Char, and Eliza. Possibly also maybe named Guy. We don't know. We did our best. Bryce Cody is 40 today. I did that not too long ago, Bryce. All downhill from there. Happy birthday.
Encouraging words.
Happy birthday, Bryce. Chris McKenna, who is the owner of McKenna's Pharma Choice in Montague, is 34 today. Jeanette Mills, loves Sandy, Jennifer, Robert, and Bean, 59 today. Don McDonald in St. Anne's is celebrating happy 47th. Do you want to take over there, Claudia?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Happy birthday to Peggy Ogden from Stratford. And we have Courtney Toombs from her daughter Freya. Happy 31st birthday. Jenny Chasson, 18th birthday. Love from mom, dad, and your three older brothers, Austin, Luke, and Isaac. We have Derek Seller. Lots of love from Nicole, Isaac, and Brandon. Happy birthday to Mike Morrison, 43 today. Then we have a couple birthdays tomorrow. So tomorrow, happy birthday to Andrew Sherry from Fernwood. Happy birthday to Maria Godden from Winslow. It's 69. Valerie Inman from Charlottetown has turning 60 tomorrow. Karen McDonald from Charlottetown, 67. And then we have a couple birthdays on Sunday. Happy birthday to Cohen, celebrating his 12th birthday from mom, dad, and sister Savannah. And Carmelita McKenzie from Terry, Lynn, and Peter.
Did you see what she did there?
I did. I absolutely saw what she did.
She saw that Maureen Cudmore was on the list again and knew instinctively that we did that already, yes. So she jumped over.
I believe that was actually the third time that Maureen was on the list.
Yes. Yeah, Maureen, you're very popular today. And, congratulations to you because Claudia Campbell just read your name. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
That's awesome. Good job, too, by the way, Claudia.
Lots of birthdays.
Well done.
Thank you.
That is the birthday experience on Ocean 100. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Stephen Henderson and Sophia Allen will get in touch with you. You got bridge passes coming your way. Claudia, thank you so much for the help with the birthdays.
Yes, of course.
We'll have more with Claudia Campbell next, our Interesting Islander.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Jap to stay up to date on travel conditions. A reminder, the Confederation Bridge will be closed to all traffic this Saturday from 10 p.m. to Sunday morning at 6 o'clock for maintenance work.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott Chapman. We are joined by Claudia Campbell, who is our latest Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. It has been fun having you in here thus far. And we have so much more to chat about, though, so stick around. Let's tidy up your water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. In a survey asking what perks people would like from their ideal job, the top three reasons were health insurance, life insurance, and this. What do you think it is? You know what a lot of people said? A 4-day work week.
Really?
Yeah, I think health insurance.
We were promoting this a couple of weeks ago.
Life insurance and a 4-day work week would be phenomenal. That would be all right, but I have a funny feeling that'll never happen. Not the one that we were looking for today. Gym membership was the other one.
Oh.
That would be make or break for you or I here, right?
Yeah. You know it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, if you had that answer, your name is in the draw. Let's give away Buck Cherry tickets first. Buck Cherry coming to the Eastlink Center June 28th. Those are going to go to Stephanie Pickard. Congratulations. Buck Cherry tickets coming your way. We clap when people win things, Claudia. That's what we're doing. And then the $100 gift card for Robin's Donuts. is going out to Mike Ford. Yeah. Hey. Check your inbox messages, Mike, and we'll get you hooked up with your gift card. I mean, she's been on national television. We're out here giving out gift cards, baby. Love it. Claudia Campbell is our Interesting Islander. More with her coming up next.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
CHTN-FM Charlottetown is...
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And our Interesting Islander today is Claudia Campbell, runner-up on this year's Big Brother. A lot of people on our Facebook and in our socials are saying, should have been the winner. She should have been the winner. And I guess just overall, the experience is going to lead to some new things for you. And maybe tell us what is next for Claudia Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of figuring that out. You know, coming out of the house has been a whirlwind. It's been so busy. It's been exciting, like lots of different opportunities. So I'm just excited to see where it takes me. You know, I'll say yes to most things coming my way and just see where I end up, what the next few months look like.
So you obviously have signed some paperwork with Big Brother that, you know, says you can't say certain things and whatnot. But, I mean, let's talk about your relationships with people in the house. You know, are you going to stay tight with, I mean, it's Big Brother, so you make enemies along the way, too. So maybe you're not going to keep in touch with everybody, but how's that going to play out?
Yeah, well, listen, like, connected in that house, all 16 of us going through that experience, we will forever be bonded. However, I will say there's probably some people I won't stay as in touch with.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm sure some people might know who.
But I do have, you know, my core people and some really great friendships and relationships that came from that house.
So. Yeah, and Ty was here on the island not too long ago. What do you think about the PEI?
Yeah. Gave Ty a little tour of PEI. He enjoyed it. Definitely different than the city, but yeah, it was fun.
Awesome.
Your press tour, did you face anything like Corey Tremere just questioned you?
Yeah, Corey came in here armed with
like a super fan.
And he's behind us right now on his phone texting Autumn. He's like, I asked her your three questions. I still need to ask her mine.
Yeah. And yes, I'll get a pick.
Yeah, super fan.
I love it.
That's incredible. So, yeah, you have been very, very busy. I'm trying to come up with a good way to ask questions that I can get little minor details.
I know you're trying.
Because people want to know the behind the scenes stuff. from Big Brother. There's a lot that we don't see.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Especially like not having live feeds this year. I feel like the fans and everyone watching just missed so much. And a lot of people just didn't get to know us as well as you have in past seasons with live feeds. But yeah, I mean, keep in mind, everyone that watches, like, it is an edited version of the reality that we're living. So, you know, you're seeing a very small part.
And you're going
everything.
Back. You're going back right now and actually watching it all for the first time.
I am, yeah.
Which is an interesting fact to me.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, it makes sense because you're on the show, so yeah. you can't watch it in real time. What's your thoughts so far? Watching it back.
I mean, honestly, in the house, I went back and forth, being like, "Okay, I'm not going to watch it. Like, I don't want to see it. I lived it. I don't need to rewatch it." And then I came out and I watched like two episodes, and I was like, "Okay, I'm watching the entire thing." Yeah. It's definitely interesting to watch it back and just see how things look like on an episode and what is included in the episodes, what's not included in the episodes. It's definitely very interesting.
And how big a fan were you before you went on the show?
I was always a fan of Big Brother. I will say, like, I didn't watch the last few seasons of it, but I was always a fan of, like, the earlier seasons. Mm. I felt like I had a good knowledge going in, but then once I was in there with super fans, I was like, oh, gosh. I was like, I do not know enough. but, yeah, I always did love the show, and I always said if I was going to go on a reality TV show, it would be Big Brother.
Okay. Yeah. Well, dreams come true.
Yeah.
And what does your dad think about all this?
Oh my gosh. He's like my biggest cheerleader. Dad is like so excited. He bragging to everyone. I'm like, stop, Dad.
That's what dads do.
Yes, yeah, exactly. What we do. No, he loves it. Biggest cheerleader.
What's his name?
Donald.
All right. And I guess he's probably pretty pumped today, too, that you're appearing on Ocean 100.
Oh, yes. He's definitely listening.
Right up there with Big Brother. We'll have more with Claudia Campbell next.
It's the Get To It SUV that delivers it all. The all-new Honda CR-V. Weekend road trips, shopping at the garden market, you name it. This Honda is all over.
Card exclusively for Scene Plus members at Sobeys. Exclusions apply. See in store and online for details.
This has been so much fun. It's 8:18. Claudia, what's the weather looking like today?
All right. Today, a few showers ending this morning, then mainly cloudy. Rain beginning this afternoon. Winds gusting to 40 and a high of 14. Tonight, rain, windy, low of 6. Saturday, cloudy with rain and showers. Windy, temperature steady near 7. Right now, it's 9 in Summerside and 9 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
You are really good at that. Way better than Scott. Way better. Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, Ocean 100. That's Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, Ocean 100. It's 8:23, Good Friday morning. Love me some Friday, right, Scott Chapman?
You're right.
And we are looking at some showers, maybe some thunder showers today. A little bit of sunshine right now, which is all right. High around 14 degrees today. Not the 34 my car said yesterday when I was on my way to trivia yesterday
what
evening.
What a swing.
My gosh. My gosh. Claudia Campbell, speaking of my gosh, thank you so much for being here with us today as our interesting Islander.
Thank you so much for having me. And honestly, just take a moment to say like a general thank you to Islanders, like everyone who watched and cheered me on and who has taken a moment to reach out to me. I appreciate it so, so much.
And like when we said this week that you were going to be our interesting Islander, we literally got messages and people's opinions on the show. And it's funny. I don't even ask for those opinions and they just give them, which is great.
Well, Islanders are proud of Islanders when Islanders do well.
Oh, yeah. No, very proud to, you know, come from PEI. And yeah, the love has been unbelievable.
And in most of our minds, you won.
Yeah.
In most of our minds. So this summer, you're going to be spending some time in Toronto. You're going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Big Brother oriented, though, right?
Yeah. Lots of fun stuff this summer.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
There. That's what I was getting at. I'm like, hey, we can let people know about this fun stuff. All right. So stay in touch with us. Great to
Absolutely.
See an island girl making it. So well done. And thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.